Hello, Malcolm here with your teaching tip, episode 354, and today 2 minutes from the book Plain Speaking by David Berceau on rousing introductions and conclusions. Berceau says, the introduction and conclusion of your sermon are like the appetizer and dessert of a meal. Although a starter and a pudding are optional, they certainly add something special to a meal, don't they? A good introduction needs to accomplish two purposes, according to Berceau. Tell me what you think. Number one, an introduction needs to capture your hearer's interest. This matters to them. Secondly, let your hearers know what the subject is of your message, so it's not vague or unclear to them until 5-10 minutes into the sermon. Andy Stanley says in his book, Communicating for a Change, the introduction should provide listeners with a reason to listen. Your introduction should raise the question you are going to answer, create the tension you're going to resolve, or point to the mystery you're going to solve. And what about conclusions? Two things, according to Berceau. Firstly, provide a brief summary of what has been said. Just go briefly over it. Don't cover everything, but just briefly. And secondly, stir your listeners to action. You're hoping they'll act on what you've been preaching about, right? In the book Biblical Preaching by Haddon Robinson, he says this, you should conclude, and the conclusion should produce a feeling of finality. Like an able lawyer, a minister asks for a verdict. What verdict are you asking for in your conclusion? And then once you've done all that, put everything together that we talked about so far, your introduction, main points, subpoints, conclusion, and how does it look? Do all the parts connect to one another logically, and do they make sense? Well, next time we're going to look at the topic of speaking notes, but until then, I hope that this week has been useful and worth 2 minutes of your time. And remember, always, to keep calm and carry on teaching. Take care, and God bless.